Good evening, Rabosai. I try extraordinarily hard every single week to make sure that there are no more than 4 pages of Maariv Makomos, and therefore I cut and paste, and I spend a lot of time formatting and cutting and pasting to make sure I never have more than 4 pages. I was not able to do it this week. That's because you'll notice that the nature of this topic is a super-duper contemporary topic in the sense of these are shailas that have only been in the Metzias for the past, it's only been practical in the Metzias for the past 20 years or so. And it's becoming, in the past 4 years or so, I guess, better yet, since 9/11, the past 6 years, it's become extraordinarily nogei lemaisa to every single Jew who lives in any civilized town where, as I understand, if you walk down the street, you might be, in some commercial area, without even intending, you might be recorded on 50 or 60 different cameras that you don't even know about. So, therefore, what I'm trying to say is that a lot of the sources that I have now are from articles, current articles and contemporary sarim, and because of that, they're not accessible on the Bar Ilan, so I couldn't, pick the words I want. I had to cut and paste entire sections, and because of that, you'll see there are a lot of cut and pastes that are just take more space, and hopefully we'll see. There are not going to be so many primary sources. We're not going to have so many gemaras and rishonim. It's going to be more straight to the poskim, and the shaila that we have to discuss is, can two sides of the question. Can I set up a security camera for my house? And secondly, if somebody invited me to lunch and they set up a security camera for their house, can I go to the house for lunch or visit them? We could ask the question about the shul. Our shul has security cameras. Should the shul turn the cameras off for Shabbos? If we want to be frum, should we daven somewhere else that doesn't have security cameras at a Hamashesh Tibel? That's definitely not going to be the answer, of course. The question is why or why not. So we're going to start with the Shevet HaLevi. You'll see why. What we're going to do is see fascinating, less so the Sfaras, I don't know, they may or may not be fascinating. What you're going to see is totally different Mahalchim among the Poskim that pretty much reach similar conclusions. They're not identical conclusions. There are two possible conclusions that they'll reach, which we'll see shortly. But they reach them through totally different ways of thinking, as we'll see going through the various poskim, the contemporary poskim, many of them who are still, most of them who are still alive. So Rav Vosner, who just died a year ago, right? 2 years ago? Right. So Rav Vosner from Bnei Brak is responding in his tshuva in Shevet HaLevi Chelek Yod Simen Samach to none other than Yedidi, Moreno Harav, Yitzhak Mordechai Rubin Shlita, Rav Baharnof Yerushalayim. Rabosai, he spoke about this topic in this room 2 weeks ago, Friday night. We were zocha to host. This is the author of Orchis Shabbos, who, the last page will be a section of his sefer. That's the last page with a gigantic source, the gigantic Maariv Makom. But this is the shah that Rubin, I guess, in his authoring the book Orchis Shabbos, sent as a shaila to one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of our generation, Rav Vosner. The way, at least at that point, when the shaila came up, it wasn't as common as it is now, just a few years later. Shaal, D'yeshna Batei Cholim, he's talking about, Batei Cholim in Yerushalayim, I'd cut out a few words. Shebesoch cheder, mitukenes matzlema hamakrina, that displays, that shoots, as koma shebecheder agabe masach. Masach is a screen. So there's a camera that shoots a image onto a screen that's in the cheder achayot. What's that? What's nachot? Don't tell me, sister. It's a nurse. Into the nurse's station. And the question is, if the nurse station sees all the people are entering and exiting the rooms, the hospital rooms, can you enter a hospital room? Im yesh isa lachola al mevakrav likanis. Obviously, we're not talking about a pikuach nefesh situation where you could do whatever you want, but if you just want to go visit somebody on Shabbos, because that's what you like to do Shabbos afternoon, you like to visit sick people, is there an issue to do that in terms of the security camera? So let's work through his svaras together. Let's look inside. L'masha kasav to you, that which I wrote elsewhere, Dim ein adam osa shum pu'ula shel malacha derech ma'isa. If you don't do anything, any pu'ula, actively, you're not doing something with your hands, you're not trying to do an action, rak omed v'holik kedarko. You're doing your own thing. You're walking wherever you want to walk. You're minding your own business. And even without your das, without your intent, some kind of activity has taken place.
You know it's being done.
That's not your intent. It's not your kavana. Hold on. Even though, so here he's talking about motion detectors. For example, motion detectors on a light that might go on when you walk by at night, mm-hmm. or an automatic door that might go open when you walk into a hospital. And it causes you're walking, doing your own, you're just walking into a building. You're walking forward, you're walking back, you're walking down the street, and a maisa happens without your intent. Kadlok esner, that was Rabbi Fein's question 5 minutes ago, psichas delas, an automatic door. Ein vazeh, malacha doraisa. Okay, so he didn't say it's mut. He just says it's not asa doraisa. It's not asa doraisa. Why? This next line is super duper important. Ki ha-Torah asra meleches machsheves. You think you know what he's saying, but he's actually saying the opposite of what you think. Tahainu pu'ulas maisa u'machsheves. In other words, normally when people say, oh, you need meleches machsheves, you need meleches machsheves, that's a way of saying you have to have das. Here he's saying no. You need a meleches machsheves. You need something that you intended to do with a melacha, with a pu'ula, a definitive a thought about, conscious action. And the example that we have of you just walking down the block and a melacha happening, I look in the Mishkan, I don't see anywhere that if you walk up and down Machane Yisrael in the Midbar, and a melacha just jumps into, part of the Mishkan, pops into place, I don't see that anywhere. And therefore, we have no source that such a kind of melacha should be asur on a Doraisa level. Afal pi shebevadai asur midrabanan. Okay, so it's still going to be asur midrabanan. Oh, but once it's asur midrabanan, then we could start a different kind of conversation. Then we could open up a whole new box. We have a whole new box of tools that we could use on Yisurim Drabbanon. Imkem Yishlitzadi Lashitos to Psik Reisha B'Drabbanon Mutter. Ah, we don't really paskin like that. Psik Reisha is if you do something and a unintended outcome will definitively occur. You walk into the motion sensor of the automatic door and the door will open. So that's Aser. Psik Reisha is Aser. What if it's a Psik Reisha on a Drabbanon? How do we paskin? Machlokas. Some of you learn Tosus, maybe in Ksuvis or Shabbos, and so know that Tosus says it's Mutter, but we don't pass them like that. We say Psik Reisha, even on Drabbanon, is Aser. So there are those who are Mekel, though. So we're already in a realm, once we knocked it down to Drabbanon, and it's only Psik Reisha. I'm walking because I want to get wherever I want to go, and something unintended occurs, that's Psik Reisha. And it's only Drabbanon anyway, so it's Psik Reisha on Drabbanon, that's already Machlokas.
The door.
Hold on, let's just finish this. It's going to be a huge amount of. We're going to see lots of svaras. V'gam kol zeh im haknisa v'chayotzei bo, that which there might be, again, he says, maybe it could be mekel. Im haknisa v'chayotzei bo, I skipped a few lines, that where he said that halach l'maisa, we could put together a number of kulas and perhaps be mekel. Kol zeh im haknisa v'chayotzei bo, rak l'tzorech chole, o bikur kol cholem kahalacha. Oh my goodness. What he says here is that whatever it's done that we could be makel to walk into that room where the nurse is or to walk into that, wherever you might be televised or not televised, wherever you might be pictured on the screen, whatever you might be filmed on the screen, like for example going into shul, that might only be because you're going to do a mitzvah. And there's no other way to do it. What you see from this Shalos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi is that he is Mekel, but only when there's no other option for a mitzvah. Which is not so great if you want to install a security camera on your house. According to the Shevet HaLevi, it sounds like it's going to be a problem. He's talking about the same technology as security camera, not security. He's talking about going into a room. The Shiloh was. They didn't have security cameras 15 years ago on people's houses. They had it in hospitals to know, so the nurses could know who's walking in and out of the hospital.
It's not talking about something where it shows up automatically on the screen. It's not talking about something where it's like saved on the internet or anything.
that is going to make it more chamer. If it's saved, that we're not going to be talking at all today about saving the information on a disk or on a hard drive or on a something, that will be more chamer potentially, because that might be, we're not going to get into that now, more complicated things. Right now we're talking about the fact that the image is being filmed and presented on a screen. That, he says, is mutter when it's a sha'as hadchak for a mitzvah. In other words, not your front door. That's right. Oh, you're saying, no, it's sha'as hadchak to come to Shara.
Yeah.
You want to hear the rabbi's drasha. There's no other shul in the neighborhood that has a rabbi's drasha like our shul, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So,
you don't compromise the quality. You know?
So starting off with Rav Osner, I thought it would be important to realize that things are not so pashut. But now that we have Rav Osner behind us, let's look at another number of other opinions who might taka be more makel than he. In Dr. Fink's uncle is Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, the Rav Ephraim, right? Your wife's uncle. Right? Am I wrong?
It's cousin.
Cousin, okay. Fine, okay. Rabbi Dr. Fink's first cousin once removed, maybe, or something like that, is the next tshuva, Rav Ephraim. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt from Memphis, quotes a shaila that he sent to Rav Shlomo Zalman. I didn't see it coded except for in, I guess, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt sent the shaila to Rav Shlomo Zalman. And this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, wrote to him. He says, you have to read what he says a little bit carefully. Let's just think about what's happening. We have been talking, this series is about ksiva, kosev, on Shabbos. One of the rules of kosev, which we touched on last week, but we didn't at the very end of last week's shir, is that kosev is only also daraisa if it's going to be permanent. If it's not going to be permanent, for example, if as I walk past the camera, it's here, and as I keep on walking, it's not there, that's not permanent. Therefore, it's going to be only drabbanan. With that in mind, we said...
The image isn't here, I'm sorry.
The image is not a permanent image, correct.
Does it stay on a computer?
But most cameras are recording everything.
It's recording everything, but the shaila is, could you walk in front of the camera? When you walk in front of the camera, it's there as long as you're walking there, and then when you walk away, it goes away.
It stays on the disk.
But it stays on the computer.
That's not the ksiva. That's going to be a different din. The saving of something, that which it's saved, in the computer sense of the word saved, is a different halacha, which we're not going to talk about tonight. That's tikkun mana, that's not
almost
ksiva.
All security cameras.
Okay, but that's a different sugya. It's a different sugya. We're not talking about that tonight. We're not going to talk. We're talking about the filming and the screens, for now. Only because that other point will just involve us in a different sugya, and we have to... deal with one at a time. So we have an Isidra button at hand. We spoke out, even the Shevet HaLevi told us that it's a psik resha because my intent is not to put my face or my body on that camera. My intent is to walk into the house or to walk into the shul or to walk into the sick person's hospital room. But look what Shlomo Zalman does with that. Top line. V'yafal gav demistaber. Shemidra button vaday aser. Yes, it's true, it should be Isidra button on this kind of... It's impermanent, it's transient, but it is ksiva. Mikol makom b'chahai gavn, in this situation of a security camera, nira diyesh lahakel, look what he says, it's a psik resha delo nichalei. Meaning you, the one who's being filmed, is it important for you that you should be filmed?
Don't
care. Fine. Let's assume that the one who's going in doesn't care about being filmed, and even if he's worried about the security of the community, security of the shul, he doesn't want him to be filmed. He wants the terrorists to be filmed. That the post can say this point. They say this wrinkle, and therefore it's a psikresh delo nichalei. I don't get anything out of the fact that my body, my steps, my entrance, my movements are being filmed. So it's a derabanan. Psikresha delo nichalei, which is still aser. Still aser. Psikresha delo nichalei on a derabanan. We still are machmir. There are those who make it. We're still machmir, but look what he's going to do. Chashiv nami, I underlined it. Kila acha yad. Ah, he just added another level. He knocked the iser down one more notch to make it another drabbanan. How is it kalacha yad? Because how are you co-save? You take a pen and you write. You take a magic marker and you write. You don't walk up the steps into shul. You don't walk down the block. You don't knock on your next door neighbor's door. That's not how you do co-save. Therefore, it's an impermanent writing that you're not even doing in a normal way. It's not even like I'm taking a ink that will dissolve in a few hours and writing with a special kind of pen. That would be also Darabanan. You have to double Darabanan. The image is impermanent. And it's Kila Achayad because I'm not doing an act of writing. I'm doing an act of walking. And it's only a psik ratio because I'm not intending to film. I'm intending to go to shul. And the whole... So what do we have? We have psik ratio. And the whole thing is Darabanan. It says, I double Darabanan with a psik ratio. Ah, there. You know what he says? You know what this is just like? It's just like a different point that we actually mentioned, interestingly enough, a few weeks ago at an unrelated topic. You remember when we were talking about measuring?
Yeah.
We talked about, what about when you turn on the water in the faucet in your house?
The water meter.
What happens? The water meter registers and measures precisely exactly how much water you are using so that they could charge you. But why isn't that usher? Well, he's saying it's the same logic. The measuring, medida, is an issa d'rabbanan. That when I take water, that's not my intent to measure, so it's a psik ratio. I certainly don't want it because it's just charging me more and more money. So it's a psik ratio, that is on an issa d'rabbanan, and it's kala achaya. This isn't how you do an action of measurement. You're not taking out a ruler. So he says, for the same reason, that should be mutter. And therefore, because of that, again, I cut and pasted, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it would be mutter l'chatchila. Not like the Shevet HaLev we just finished. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, cited by our Ephraim Greenblatt, it would be mutter l'chatchila to walk in a place that is filmed, for example, our shul, which does have cameras that are functional on Shabbos. It would be mutter l'chatchila to walk into the house, to the shul.
But not electric door, okay? Electric door is nichalei.
Right, that's correct. The next door would be nichalei. That would be more problematic. Thank you.
What are you concerned about? What malacha?
Co-save. You're writing. You're making a picture. As you enter the camera's field of vision, you're writing the picture of yourself. You're drawing. That's right. So it's kila achayat. So it's knocked down one notch to be a drabanan because it's not the normal way of writing. So you're saying what he just said, that you weren't interested in it, so it's only psik resha, and that's not the normal way to write or to draw, so it's kila achayad, and it's impermanent on the screen because it's going to go away the second you walk away, so it's another level of only being drabban, and putting all it all together, mutter. That's the cool of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now we're going to start getting a little bit more lumdish. On page number 3, Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg, who actually gave me smicha, among a few, I guess from a number of places. One of them is from Zalman Nechemia Goldberg. And he is, of course, Rav Shlomo Zalman's son-in-law. He's one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's favorite son-in-laws. If I had a son-in-law like Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, who's the Av Bezin of Yerushalayim, he would also be my favorite son-in-law. So Zalman Nechemia Goldberg is the Av Bezin of Yerushalayim. The Av Bezin. Which was a position that Rav Yashiv held years ago. And now that position is held by of the Rabbanut, is Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg, who is from the Gedolei HaPoskim of our generation. So he says two different svaras that have really nothing to do with what we said until now. He's going to go with a totally different direction. I mean, he'll point out, it's all based on the fact that it's the Rabbanan, which we said that it's an impermanent drawing. Again, when I draw with ink that's going to dissipate in a few hours, that's only drabbanan. So if I draw with my body walking in the field of the camera's field of vision, I'm drawing myself on that screen also only for a moment or a minute or whatever it is, a few seconds. So that's only drabbanan. But look at what he's going to say. Says Zalman Chemia, it's quote, this is from an article in a, I assume it's a periodical called Ateres Shlomo. It's in a repository, an online repository of Torah journals called Kotar. Kotar, C-O-T-A-R, is the something of Torah and religious studies. I don't know, it's a periodical database that I have access through YU's library. And he says something interesting. He says, is this the derech? If you're a photographer, anybody here used to be a photographer? Now everybody becomes a photographer because you don't need lenses and you don't need... to know anything about light. Your camera does everything for you automatically. But how does a photographer have to take a photograph? If I want to get a good shot, I ask you, stand over here, and then I take a step closer. I take a step back. I say, move to your right, move to your left. You don't just shoot randomly at whatever is in front of you. So therefore, he says, how does the security camera take the picture? So whatever happens to be passing by, taking a picture. He says that itself is not regular. That's not
really true anymore. So, right. Now their motion sensors, they can follow you.
Selfie sticks.
They actually can follow you if they want.
Okay. Once the better time. Derech HaMetzalmim, L'chavin B'yoser, you focus carefully, Eich, how you want to take the picture, Be'ezem Makom L'hamenes HaMetzulam, where should you position the person who's getting photographed, Karav Aruch, you want to be closer, further away. Therefore, V'lachem B'vadai Mistaber, She'ein B'ofen Kazeh Geder M'leches Machsheves. Interesting. Because you're not doing it in the normal way, it's not a normal way to take a picture. And therefore, that's not what we would call the Issa D'Oraisa M'leches Machsheves. Despite the fact that we're doing it to find the terrorist or to record a potential terrorist, fine. Therefore, go look at my circle. Me'ata kol shu grama.
Can I ask a question? If somebody would take a picture of you, for example, who would get the answer? Would it be the person who's...
Let me tell you. I got a shayla. Let me tell you a shayla that I had. Real shayla halach l'mais. I had this shayla less than a year ago. I have a Talmud who, Baruch Hashem, was chozer b'tshuva, and his family was not yet chozer b'tshuva. He has a brother, who Baruch Hashem got engaged to a Jewish girl. Baruch Hashem. And the wedding was scheduled for Saturday afternoon. So he calls me up and says, in the non-Jewish world, weddings are either Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon. That's just how it is. So they chose Saturday afternoon. So it's going to be at some cool, funky venue in the cool part of Brooklyn. You know, the new Williamsburg. Park Slope. So he was able, no problem. He could stay in Brooklyn and Crown Heights and walk, you know, Flatbush, Crown Heights, Borough Park, you know, Kensington, he could walk, no problem. We said, Rabbi, tell me, what can I yes, what can I not participate in? I said, so they want me to speak. Great, you could speak without a microphone, no problem. What about pictures? Ooh. For him to pose on the camera, on the digital camera, or maybe, would be an unquestionable issue of Kosev. Maybe it's only Darabanan because it's temporary. But to pose, I said, if you're doing whatever you're doing and they happen to take a picture of you, that's what we're talking about now. But for you to pose, you are literally writing yourself. You're drawing yourself on a screen. Intentionally. Intentionally. That's not a psychration anymore. That's drawing. Okay, it's maybe not the way of the derech to draw. And maybe somebody could argue that for a camera or a video, that is the way you draw. So maybe it is darko, and it's not a psychration. It's a real maisa ksiva. Okay, it's temporary, so it's only derabanan, but it's going to be a bona fide iser derabanan of kosev mi derabanan. So he might be getting another iser of...
Why is temporary?
I have to figure out what he's doing. He might also be... Yeah, they could both. You might. I don't know if it'd be Stein. Also, they're each doing a different thing. I don't know.
But why is temporary?
It's temporary because on a move, when the new cameras, everything's moving. So as it moves, the previous image disappears in the new image. If I go like this and then like this, so... The first
is it
image.
Video or static picture?
A static picture, yeah. But even the static pictures, you know, on the screens, they're still moving, and then you take that shot. Okay. So now, look at this new svara that we have not seen yet at all. Comes with Zalman Chaim Goldberg, and look at my circle in the middle of the text. I have a little circle. He says, Me'ata, Kol Shu Grama. Ooh, grama. We never saw that word. Grama is that I caused something to happen. I didn't do a maisa ksiva. I just caused the ksiva to happen. No one's going to say you drew yourself on the screen. I didn't take a pen and draw a picture of myself on the screen. I did X. I walked, and by walking, that caused. It was a causative action. I caused myself to be drawn on the screen. That's not a maisa. That's a grama, which is lower level of maisa. Oh, me'ata. Kol shu grama. Wait, you know what? The Shulchan Aruch says that if I want to put out a fire, if there's makom hefsid, I'm allowed to do Gram Kibui. Right? The Mishnah, you might remember Mishnah Shabbos talks about there's a fire. So you can't, Chas V'Shalom and Shabbos, put out a fire. But you can put barrels of water there so that when the fire gets to the barrels of water, the barrels will explode and put the water out and the fire ends up going out. Okay. So, again, that's only Mutar B'Makom Seida. So he says, great. So we have a kula that you could use, but B'Makom Seida, B'Makom Hefsed. For example, there's a threat of, you know, criminals or terrorists. That's definitely B'Makom Seida. So then he said, let's think. You could do Grama. So maybe that should be okay. And not only that, but if you're already in the realm of Grama, B'Makom Hefsed, he proves from wherever, Afilu Malacha, I underlined it, Afilu Malacha D'Oraisa Mutar. Wow. Grama? But Malkom Pseida is mutter even for a malacha de araisa. And here, certainly, we're only talking about an issa de rabban, and therefore, what do you think he's going to come out with? Is he going to come out that this is lechatchila or not lechatchila to be filmed, to walk into a building that has a security camera? Malkom Pseida, it's grum, you just cause it. You're not drawing yourself on the screen, you're causing yourself to be drawn on the screen. And it's a Malkom Pseida, and it's only de rabbanon, mutter, no problem, not even a shayla. Wow, this is different than, right, the Shevet HaLevi that we did in the beginning of this year says it's going to be also Drabana, we're only going to permit it if it's really important, B'Makom Tzorech, Mitzvah. Here, Rav Zalman Nechemya says, no problem, there's room to be Mako. How many levels of something being, if you have a triple Drabana, does that make it Mutter? I don't remember. I know if you have a double drabbanon and it's a shvus to shvus, you still need makom mitzvah.
Right.
A shvus to shvus is not mutter, you need makom mitzvah. If you have a shvus to shvus to shvus to shvus to shvus, does that make it mutter? I don't know offhand. I have to look it up. Right, but it's we're mixing together some apples and some oranges. We're saying it's one or two drabbanons, and it's only grama on one or two drabbanons. Oh. It's a psik resha on one or two drabbanans. So saying that malacha itself is only a drabbanan on a drabbanan. And the act of you, and you're doing the action, is not a real doing, you're not doing a real action, you're just causing the action to be done. That's grama. Or psik resha, you're not intending for the action to be done, you're just doing your thing, it ends up happening. And it happens, the thing that happened anyway is only a drabbanan on a drabbanan. That's when we have the kulas. If you just have a drabbanon on a drabbanon on a drabbanon, does that make a mutter? I have to check.
But
I don't know the answer.
I'm not making these rules on myself. No matter how many of these things occur, I have to bring the case to the rub to say, in that case, yes, it's
mutter. If you learn more, you'll do it yourself. Until you do more, you'll have to rub. Fine. Let's now look. The Reb Zalman Nechemya Goldberg now switches tracks and brings a whole nother mahalach, a totally new way of analyzing the issue here. And again, you see the godless of somebody like Rav Zalman Nechemya. He brings a Mishnah in Shabbos that, again, you might, and if you learn Mishnah Shabbos, you know that there's a discussion of trapping animals. Right? What happens if you trap an animal? That's a malacha d'oraisa, of course. You're not allowed to trap an animal. What happens if a deer runs into your house and you close the front door to trap it? Well, you just trapped an animal. That's an issa d'oraisa. What happens if a deer ran into your house and you close the front door because you were cold? You want to lock the door because you don't want burglars to come in at night. So you ended up trapping the deer. But what was your action? Your action wasn't an action of trapping. It was an action of keeping it, you know, lowering your heating bills, or keeping your little kids from running out, or keeping criminals out and not from walking into your house at night. So how are we going to be? Is that mutter to do? Is it not mutter to do? Let's look at the Rav Zalman Nechemya in the paragraph, the lower half of the page. He quotes a Rashba who says, mutter! Rashba says, it's mutter lechatchila. A deer just ran into your house. Says Rashba, mutter liskor delas kishetzvi b'bayis. If the reason why you're closing your door is not to trap the deer, im kavanasa beskiras hadelas. If your intent when you close that door is lishmer habayis. That's mutter. Continues Rav Zalman Nechemya, asks the Ran, wait a second. The Ran asks the Rashi, well, why is it mutter? After all, that's a psik resha. What is it called when you do something that you're not your intent? It just ends up causing something else to happen. Right? I just wanted to get the bench in my backyard from this part of the backyard to the other backyard. I didn't want to intend to dig a furrow and to plow. It ended up happening. So I wanted to close the door to save my electricity bill. It ended up that a tzvi was trapped in my, a deer was trapped in my house. That's what Psik Reisha asks the Ran. Psik Reisha is Aser. Why is the Rashba saying you're allowed to lechatchila close the front door of a house? That's the question of the Ran. So the Avnei Nezer suggests that, and this is a very, very fine and subtle svara. This is the most complicated point that we're going to be saying tonight. He says that even if something's definitely going to happen, but if, I have to figure out how to say this. He says that closing the door here is not going to be a regular psik resha. It's going to be less than a psik resha. It's only going to be grama. Why? Closing the door, he says, is not going to be considered a psik resha. So I'm not really sure I understand it myself why he's saying that. He says, if your intent is not to trap it, even if it's definitely going to happen, that there's no kavana there. It's not a malachas machsheves.
You actually close the door.
You close the door. Yeah, you did an act of closing. What?
You did an action.
I did an action of closing the door, yes.
It's not
what?
Is it?
No, it's not. It's less than it. He wants to say, psik resha is caused by actions. I do this, and an unintended act was caused.
Could it be?
Here, maybe it's because it naturally happened. It's not that I did an act. That's what you're going
to
say. I didn't do an act of when I pull a bench in the backyard. I intended to move the part of the bench to the part of the backyard in the shade, but I did an act of plowing. I plowed with my hand. I dug that ditch. When I closed the front door, this is a very subtle svara. When I closed the front door, yes. It did happen that a deer was now trapped in the house. But what, did I do an action of trapping?
No.
I didn't do an action that, like, ties the deer down and immobilizes him.
You didn't cause the deer to go in your house.
Nor that, that's also true, that's also true. But even if we, you know, but when I close the door, it's different. That even though it's definitely causing the deer to now be trapped, it's qualitatively different than dragging, than the psik resha of dragging the bench in the backyard and digging a furrow. Because there, my action is digging the furrow. Here, when I close the door, it's not my action is trapping the deer. The deer ends up getting trapped. But I didn't do an act to trap. I'm not doing anything related to the deer. I'm not intending. I don't care about the deer. It's true. It ends up happening. But there, that's why he says, because you're not doing an action towards the deer, not doing any action on the deer, I think. Therefore, it's even less than a regular psik resha. He considers it only, therefore, it's not a malachas machsheves, and therefore he wants to say that case also, that scenario is very similar to what's happening when you walk into shul and the camera's on. What's happening? You walk into shul, what's your intent? To get to shul. What ends up happening by definition? There's a psik resha that you're definitely causing your body to be, your movement to be drawn, the picture of your movement to be drawn onto that screen. But says Uzama Nechemia, are you doing an act on the screen? No. Are you doing an act? You're not doing an act of drawing. It ends up happening, but that's only a grumma. It's even less than a psik resha. And therefore, it's not maleches machsheves because you have no intent. You're not interested in it. You're not interested in it. You couldn't care about it. And therefore, based, again, on this halacha, based on this rashba, therefore it would be mutter even lechat chila according to this lamdus. Again, this is a very difficult lamdus, but you see something interesting is that it's a totally different point than what he said before, which was in the top half of the page, which is a different svara that you're doing a, psik resha of grama, which is also totally different than what we learned 20 minutes ago from Shlomo Zalman, who said it is a psik resha, but it's knocked down, psik resha, delonichale, that's knocked down, because it's a drabanan and a drabanan. You see here that we right now have three totally different ways of all arriving at the same reason, and they could all be true simultaneously. These are not mutually exclusive svaras. You could say that it's mutter lechatchila according to one reason and according to another reason, and then we have a third reason why it could be mutter lechatchila. Yes.
Maybe it's grammar, because he doesn't want to trap the deer. He doesn't want the deer in his house. He just happens to be there. So maybe
that would still make it a psik resha de lo nichalei. That might still be a psik resha. That will knock it down to a grammar.
He's not purposely.
I think he's saying more than that to make it a grammar.
He doesn't want to purposely trap it because he doesn't want it to be there.
You're saying even though he's unhappy about it, that just makes it a psik resha de lo nichalei. Right, he might not want the furrows in his backyard. It's still going to be awesome.
The camera goes off.
Okay, so we're just saying it's a drabbanon.
Once you close the door, a strap.
You're right. That was talking about a malacha d'oraisa. You're right. And you're right. We're talking about a malacha d'rabbanon. But even there, it's from the Rashba said it was mutter. The Rashba said that halacha l'maisa, you're allowed to close the door if you want to keep the cold air out. So certainly in our case, we're only dealing with something that potentially could be an issa d'rabbanon. All the more so, it should be mutter.
Closing the door.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh
B'dvarav. The purpose of the picture is to do a malacha.
I'm walking to shul. Talk about me. I'm walking to shul. I'm not.
A malacha is being done.
A malacha is being done in both cases. An animal is being trapped.
The malacha, closing the door, is not a malacha by definition. But
walking to shul is not a malacha by definition either.
But a picture is it by definition a malacha?
Well, yeah. If an animal is in your house and you close the door, it's trapping. It's also a definition. It doesn't.
The closing the door is not per se. A picture is automatically, no matter what.
I'm not taking a picture. I'm walking to shul.
No, but you're causing that.
Okay, fine. Let's now look at a totally new, totally unrelated. New Mahalach, another reason why we could be Meka Lechatchila. This is on page 3. This is a Shtikl Torah from Rav Levi Yitzchak Halperin. Why is this Gishmak? Because look at his title. It doesn't say Godel Hador, it doesn't say Avbez in Yerushalayim, it doesn't say Posek of Bnei Brak. Rosh HaMachon HaMadai Technologi LaHalacha. Rabbi Halperin, I think my brother learned by him a little bit, is one of the world's expert of halacha and technology. And you'll see from the nature of his svaras why he's using some very geschmack physics to be the basis of his kulas. So you have to, he again is going to draw based on his, the shilas of automatic doors were, you know, the fad, the shilas that were the fad shilas, you know, 2 decades before, you know, the shilas that we're dealing with in terms of security cameras. Because that's just, yeah. Motion detectors, you know, were around for 30, 40 years. In people's houses, people had motion detectors. But as far as security cameras, that's becoming much more common now. So he's going back to what has already been discussed by automatic doors. So he says, he explains to you how they work. It's always fun reading physics in Hebrew, but let's go for it. B'nogei l'ma'avar derech delatot automatiot, walking through automatic doors. Asher po'alos be'emtza'os galim shonim. This is caused by waves, hamishtanim, that change in the presence of motion. B'himatzei tnua. Tnua is motion. In the area that's being, not filmed, but
screen,
thank you. Va'yidei, and through, because you're breaking the waves or whatever waves are being passed by, you're okay, you cause the doors to open. Fine. So you know what he says? You know what this is like? Let's think. Look at my hands for a second, please. I have a camera here taking a picture of this box. What makes this box now able to, the picture of this box appear on the screen, because until now, there was light waves that was going straight from the camera against the wall and bouncing back to the wall, to the camera's eye, and the light waves that bounced back to the camera's eye portray itself on the screen. When this tissue box gets in the way, what's happening? What's really happening? What does it mean that it's filming the tissue box or it's taking a picture of the tissue box? What it means is that now the light waves, instead of bouncing against the wall, are bouncing against the tissue box and reflecting back into the eye of the camera and portraying those light waves that were just bounced back onto the screen. That's probably a little bit simpler than you might learn in physics, but you know, for this forum is sufficient. Look how brilliant, look at the brilliant Gemara that he says sounds just like this. Top of the page. Source number 3, who made a Siyum on Sanhedrin this week? Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov Mr. Davies, and Mazel Tov all the other, Ms. Simon, who finished Daf Yomi. Chazin, I don't know else. Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin. Amar Rava. Zorak Tzor Bekotel. Bekotel. You remember when you were little, you played off the wall, right? You throw the ball against the wall, bangs back, and then you have to catch it off the wall. What happens if you do the same thing, you play off the wall, instead of it being a blue rubber ball, it's a rock that hits somebody in the head and kills him. So if I threw it not at his head, I threw it at the wall at the right angle to bounce back onto his head, either on purpose, will I be chayev misa? If I did it by mistake, I didn't intend to kill him, will I be chayev to go to galus? What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, Zarak tzura bekotz v'chazer l'acharad, it bounces back v'harga chayev. Yechayev, for Tanatuna, we have this in a brayse as well. Kigon Eila Mesachkin v'Kador Shahargu. Similarly, the brayse assumes it's talking about the same case. V'Meiz and Neraga v'Shogeg Golan. Yes, this is a real iser. Let's think. That means if I send something, if I throw the rock to the wall and it bounces back, whose mice is it considered? Listen to my question right now. Is it the wall that killed the guy, or is it the thrower of the rock or the ball that killed the guy? You see from this Gemara, I would never have thought of that. I would have thought that it's the wall that threw the rock, meaning nobody threw the rock, and therefore I'm pater. Comes Ravin's Mechadish, no. We hold the thrower responsible, even though it's a boomerang effect. That means you're responsible for what? For something that goes out and returns, bounces back. Who's responsible? Who's responsible? The wall. The thing that caused the bouncer. Now let's think for a second. I'm sorry, I take that back. Who's responsible? Not the wall. Not the wall. The thrower. Not the wall. Gentlemen, look at this example that I just showed you a minute ago. You have an eye of a camera, and there's light rays going there and going back. Who's... And then I walk through. I'm the tissue box, and I walk in the path, and I block those light waves. And those light waves bounce back into the eye of the camera. Who do we hold responsible? The camera. The camera, not the guy who walked by. What's the guy who walked by? He's the wall. And we just said that the wall is not the one who's held accountable. Brilliant. Is that geschmack? Is that brilliant? That's it. I mean, look, I teach him why. If there's Torah Umada, that was just Torah Umada.
So my time of all,
that was incredible.
Said that it was the person in the picture.
What?
So now the Chazer Kosher Leduchta, I'm the poskim that say that it's the person in the picture.
You have to realize this is a brilliant chav. I'm not going to, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, this is a brilliant. He just said that we held, just like in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we hold not the wall accountable, but the one who threw the ball. That means when I'm walking and I'm walking into front of a camera, I'm the wall. Because I'm causing light waves to bounce back.
The wall is there before.
It's a moving wall.
No, that's different than a permanent wall.
Okay, that he says. That's a question that has to be discussed. What's the status of a moving wall?
You made yourself a wall.
Great,
so that's
fine.
What you do.
Okay,
that's, you
fine. You that's one part which I think is absolutely fascinating. Then he goes, let's turn to page 4. And he says, you know what? You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. So if you don't, just to keep count, we just saw that was probably the fourth or fifth completely independent reason. And again, each one with a totally unrelated mahach to the others, to be makel lechatchila, that is mutter lechatchila. Now he's going to go with something even more fundamental, more simple. Look on the bottom, source number 7. Are you allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos?
Yes.
You sure?
So I look in the mirror.
Okay, so there's a separate issue of... Yes, that's correct. In Hilchas Beged Isha, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that you're not allowed to look in a mirror because that's the thing that women do. Shulchan Aruch and a Gemara. Gemara Nefadu Zarech. However, comes the Ramah based on Iran and says that's in the olden days, and people nowadays, like Rabbi Fine, do look in the mirror, and men also do look in the mirror, so it's fine. Right? It's fine. Rabbi Fine is fine.
That's right.
People, men look in the mirror, so it's okay nowadays. Except when? When can't he look in a mirror? Let's look on the bottom, on page number 4. Ein mistaklin v'shabes b'mara shomateches. But we didn't finish the sentence. Shehi charifu keizmo, if it's very sharp, if it has very sharp edges. Why? Because, based on the Gemara says that if you, again, you look in the mirror with very sharp edges, I don't think they had mirrors, you know, planted in the walls. They had little hand mirrors, like for tefillin. And you see a law, you have a sharp mirror and you have a little tefillin, you're going to see your hair is a little whatever, you'll just quickly, you'll remove with it, you have a little hair or a little, you know, piece of skin hanging or a little hair hanging, you notice, you look in the mirror, you notice something, so without realizing, on Shabbos, you'll be gozes, you'll cut a little piece of hair off
with
to,
the
what?
With the
edge of the sharp mirror.
The edge of the sharp mirror.
Aval, mutal his taka b'marash ein b'chashash zeh. All of us who have mirrors on our medicine cabinets and mirrors in our living room, dining room, underneath the over the mantle of the fireplace, you're not going to, you know, remove the 6-foot mirror and hold it against your chin and slice off that hair. So it's mutar lechatchila to look in a mirror on Shabbos. What are you doing when you look in a mirror? You're letting. We could say, let's say balabatish, then we'll say it scientifically. You're putting your image onto a screen, and then you're walking away, and you're taking your image off the screen. If you want to say that in more physics, you're blocking, you're letting the light waves bounce from the mirror to hit your face, and then when you move away, you remove that blockage, and you allow the light waves to bounce from the mirror to the wall opposite the mirror. Okay, what's happening when you're walking in front of a camera? The same exact thing.
Same
exact thing.
What about shade? That makes sense.
What?
What about shade on the sun? Are you reflecting the shade on the floor?
Exactly, the post can point that out. Yeah, great, thank you. Same thing. What happens when you walk on the street in the shade? Is that co-save? Did anyone say, you're not allowed to walk, you're only allowed to walk at noon. Wow. You can't walk during the rest of the day on Shabbos because you're right, you're drawing a picture of yourself. And there, it's even more serious because maybe, you know, sometimes, you know, with when I was, you know, with the kids, we like doing making funny pictures, you know, like a dragon, an alligator, an elephant. You do all kinds of things. Why isn't that kosev? Why isn't that kosev? I'm drawing kosev only derabanan, right? It's only derabanan because it's not permanent, but should still be also. I'm kosev. I'm drawing a picture derabanan. It's also drawing is just like writing letters. That's a Rambam. We didn't have a chance to do it. Gemara. We didn't have a chance to do. So I'm drawing. Why isn't that a problem? You see that that's not called a problem. It's mefurish. I mean, we know that you're allowed to walk on Shabbos even if it's shady, even if it's not noon. And we know, we see here explicitly that barring the concern that you're going to slice off a piece of hair, it's mefurish that it's mutar, midina the Gemara, midina the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to look in the mirror. So you're doing the exact same thing. What's the difference between looking in a mirror and passing by a mirror, passing by a camera that bounces? The same thing's happening. Let's look.
Are we assuming that the camera is stationary?
The camera is stationary. Let's not get into that. I don't know if that will
follow you.
Let's assume it's not follow. Let's not. I don't want to get into that. That could be more make life difficult. But why is it mutter? We say it must be mutter. It's clear from Chazal. It's clear from we know halach lamaisa. But why is it mutter? What makes it mutter? So look at what he says on page 4 in the fifth line, the fifth line, which is the underlined line. The reason why it's mutter, the reason why a mirror is mutter, shade is mutter, and therefore maybe walking in front of a camera should also be mutter. You're not creating anything. By standing in front of it opposite the mirror. It's just you're just allowing the light to bounce off you. You're not writing anything. Writing means you're applying an ink. Here, he says it very nice in the next paragraph. He says, you know what this is like? This is a look at the second part of the second paragraph on page 4. He says before 6, right above 6. There are a few underlined lines before 6. Look at the third line of that paragraph. Shageder bezehu, shekol pulas ksiva orisham, any writing Now he's now going to give us the parameters. What constitutes kosev daraisa? Maybe we'll finish with this. What constitutes kosev darabanan? And what's kosev that's mutal chatchila, which we're saying like a mirror or like shade, or perhaps even walking in front of a camera? Hageda bezehu, and the third line of the second paragraph. Shakopulas ksiva rishon. Whenever you write or make a mark, shemamshicha laamod ulhiskayim machmas atman, it could stay and maintain itself independently. Gam laachas siyum hamaisa, even after you finish doing your act of writing, and it still stays there and doesn't go away. That's ksav. That's called writing. Now, if it stays there forever, vim he miskayemis zman mushach, then it'll be asa daraisa. If it stays there after you finished writing, you removed your hand, you removed the pen, you removed your hand, the ink is still there, the writing is still there, the picture is still there, but it will by itself erase. Then it will be which is also drabanan. And this is the punchline which we will finish. But if after you do the action, there is nothing there, it's not like a pen, or even a pen with ink that will dissipate in a few minutes. After you walk by the mirror, there's nothing there. After you walk by in the shade and you block the shade, there's nothing there. And after you walk by the screen, there's nothing there. Well, I'm not talking about saved images. We're not talking about saving. That's a different issue. Aval kopula, second to last line of this second paragraph. Kopula she'en rishumanika klal achas kima maisa. After you removed your hands from this drawing, the drawing is just not there at all. Which we're not talking about, Eina Bechlal Ksiva Klal, brilliant Svara, that's not even called Ksiva at all, neither Daraisa nor Darabanan, it's Mutala Chatchila, and therefore a Nachama, once more another Svara to be Makel entirely. So what we just saw tonight is a whirlwind of totally independent five, I think, maybe four, five, six, totally independent Svaras. Let's try to review it. In a second, let's see if we could get this. We had number one. Again, the Shevet HaLevi started off saying it's only going to be mutter b'shas hadchak for mitzvah. Maybe he wasn't so meiko. But we had Kulanam one Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He says that it's a psik resha on a drabanan. That's also another drabanan because it's not a normal way to write. It's kalach hayat. Then we had Rezalman Nachemya Goldberg say that it's grama. A psikresha of a grama. Then we had another svara that it's like the with the door with the animal that gets captured, where you're not intending and you're not even doing an action on the deer. So it's like a less than a psikresha. It's only a grama that without any malachas machsheves, it's not your intention at all. Then we saw the brilliant physics that Rabbi Halperin suggested that it's like the just like when you throw the ball against the wall. We hold the thrower responsible, not the wall responsible. But here, when you pass by the screen, you're walking, you're the wall. You're causing the light waves to bounce back. You're like the wall. We say the wall's not held accountable. And finally, this svara that we just saw is that you're just like a mirror. And a mirror is mutter because you're not, and the svara that he concluded with is that there's nothing left. When you walk by, there's no ksiva there. And that's not a violation of kosev, neither derais, nor derabanan. And therefore, the abundance of poskim assume that it is mutar lechatchila to walk in the way of a security camera on Shabbos.
What about the person, who sets up the camera? Is he doing something wrong?
No.
Why not?
The same reasons that we said.
But he's setting up to do the malacha.